Federal Health Minister Susan Lee has raised concerns about the impact of the federal government's cuts to legal services in her electorate. Last year's budget cut $15 million from legal aid commissions and $6 million from community legal centres. A legal centre in Broken Hill in Susan Lee's electorate says it's turning away people in need because more than half of its staff have resigned ahead of the cuts. Susan Lee says she raised her concerns with the Attorney General, George Brandis. Stephanie Smale has our report.
The Far West Community Legal Centre is based in Broken Hill in far western New South Wales. The centre's CEO, Tracy Willow, says it has dealt with more than 300 clients in the past 5 months, but she says four of its seven employees have now resigned, ahead of the federal government's funding cuts, which take effect from the end of June.
We're the only generalist community legal centre in remote New South Wales. We have currently three solicitors, but come 1 July, we'll have maybe one junior solicitor and we'll have one principal solicitor, but that principal solicitor will mostly also be the operations manager. She'll be overseeing the contracts for three services that we auspice and maybe trying to do some outreach. I don't think they'll have time for that.
She says the centre is due to lose nearly $400,000 in funding over the next 2 years, which will have a dramatic impact on the services staff can provide.
This is not Sydney. This is Broken Hill. For women to tell their story, to break the silence in rural New South Wales, is huge. It's really hard to do. You're actually really visible. I mean, you only have to go to the court when it's list days. Everyone knows who's going to court. You know, it's often easy to work out why people are there.
The Health Minister, Susan Lee, is the federal MP for the region. She says she will discuss the issue with her cabinet colleague, the Federal Attorney General, George Brandis. Senator Brandis is under increasing pressure to reverse the funding cuts, which will remove millions from community legal services across the country. In a statement, Susan Lee says the last thing the centre needs is to get caught up in political jousting between the New South Wales and federal governments over who is responsible for funding. She says she's probably as frustrated as the legal team about the issue. The Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is urging Susan Lee to fight hard for the legal team's funding.
It's a problem entirely created by the federal Liberal government, and the state Liberal government is not helping. So there's no political jousting other than arguing between the state Liberals and the federal Liberals. They need to get onto it, and they need to get on to the 60 community legal centres who have lost funding as a result of the cuts brought in by Senator Brandis.
He says the centres need their full funding restored.
Because in every case, it's meant frontline services have been reduced. In every case, it's meant less solicitors available, and sometimes less volunteers available because you have to have solicitors to supervise volunteers. This one's particularly problematic because the nearest CLC to Broken Hill is in either Dubbo or Adelaide.
Susan Lee met with the Far West Community Legal Centre's staff last week. A spokesman for the Health Minister says she will take the activity evidence from the centre and present it to Senator Brandis to get an idea of how the new funding arrangements will affect the centre. Tracy Willow says her legal service needs any help it can get.
She says she's talking to the Federal Attorney General. She says it's a state responsibility. The state says it's a federal responsibility and we're caught in the middle.
That's Tracy Willow from the Far West Community Legal Centre, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.